Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I'm going to start off with good news. I know this may shock some of you, stun more. But I think what I'm going to share with you is so important that I think, in my humblest opinion, you need to share this with everybody across the board. This is so orgasmically organic that it's orgasmically organic, and you just got to share the joy. Today I had somebody walk into my shop.
That's pretty usual.
And they had a magnet sticking on their head. Forehead. Neodyme sticking on the middle of the forehead. And so she was freaking out. Woman sees me normally, regularly. So we put her on the Surge, the Scourge technology, or the I call the surging device, using my capacitor with my Van de Graaff. Now you can also use the same concept with the latest thing we put up to the Surge, Purge, the Scourge, who, again, I had nothing to do with it, but it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And everybody should be making these things so that when you go shopping and you get magnetized, that you can then disengage the magnetic program that you have been assaulted with. Anyway, she came in. We put the shackles on. We shackled her. Used the harness. And proceeded to engage in the surging and the purging. And lo and behold, after six treatments. I shouldn't say treatment. After six surges. We put the magnet on her head and didn't stick. Fell off. Put it on her arm, it fell off. Imagine that. See, electricity and magnetism don't work. You can create an electromagnetic field and create electromagnets by using electricity, but when you have a direct electrical exposure to a magnetic field, it overrides the magnet. Can you dig it? You understand it? Are you getting it? See, the whole idea is now we measure and countermeasure. When you go grocery shopping, take a magnet with you. I've been getting reports in Arizona that their meat, T-bone, is magnetized. Chicken is magnetized. I had a thing with cheese being magnetized. And if this does happen, take the food to the manager and ask them what is in this food here. Look at this. Why is a magnet sticking to a chicken? Why is a magnet sticking to cheese? Why is a magnet maybe sticking to a celery? Check your produce. See, reason why you're getting magnetized is one of three reasons. First reason, they may be injecting the food supply with the program. Could be. Second reason, the people that are handling the food supply are having these synthetic proteins. Let's call them what they are, synthetic proteins. That is more accurate than this bullshit about jumping. Jumping, it's jumping. Oh, yeah, the proteins are spiking. The spiking proteins, oh. You're going to see how much bullshit that is by the end of the show. So, if the food handlers are handling the food supply and the jumping, or as the pharmacist called it, what you call it? Auto dissemination, I think, or atomic dissemination of the vaccine. In other words, the vaccines are programmed to jump and attach to proteins. So as they're handling the meat, as they're handling the poultry, as they're handling the eggs, as they're handling the tuna, as they're handling any of the aquatics, any of the game meats. And just because you're going to an orgasmically organic store doesn't mean sweet F-A, nada, zip, nothing. If you're going to a farmer and the farmer has had the injectables, he too, she too, can shed or jump or cause the autonomic dissemination program to disseminate this injectable into the food supply. If they're putting it into the food feed of the animals, this could also transfer it. if you're around people that have had the injectables and it jumps, this can happen. So now you have, this is the what is going on, okay? This is what's happening. I said before that what's happening, what we're seeing with the blood clotting is not because they added iron oxide on an iron oxide on a nanoscale will saturate a cell. And then having a synthetic protein that has a magnetic program running into it will pull on that rust, which has got blood as well, and it will pull and shred the cells. Imagine that. Imagine that, eh? Imagine how they're looking out after you. Imagine how the governments of the world are looking out to take care of you. You know how they want to take care of you, right? They want to take away your money. They want to take away your prosperity. They want to take away your blessings. They want to take away your autonomy. And they want to turn you into a tin can. Pretty much. Now let's take the word transhumanism, shall we? Let's take a look at it. Everybody thinks that transhumanism is about augmenting mankind with gifts and abilities to turn you into a Superman or a Superwoman. Excuse me. To make you super strong, super fast, super knowledgeable, you know, super speed, super vision, super hearing, super endurance. Why would they do that to you? Why would they do that for any of us? Think about that. If I got Superman-like powers, I can fly, I can have X-ray vision, I can run at hyper speeds that you couldn't see me with, I have heat vision, I have frost breath, I'm invulnerable to being assaulted. Wouldn't that threaten them? Think about that. You have a military super soldier complex with these people who have powers far beyond anything you could imagine. Angelic-like powers that will give them the ability to fly, run at excessive speeds, you know, whatever. Strength of Samson, the speed of Elijah, you know, the combative skills of David. Think about that. Would you think they're going to do that to you? Do you think they're going to give you that? Do you actually believe that bullshit? Let's talk about inversion. Since everything on this planet has been inverted, we don't give credit to God for creating the universe or the planet Earth. We give credit to the universe. Oh, the universe. Oh. Or Gaia. But does anybody really ever give credit to where credit is due? Does anybody actually say, see what God has done? Behold what God has transpired. Does anybody say that? No. Why? Why don't we say that? We got all these religious beliefs on the planet. You got Islam, you got Judaism, you got Christianity, you got Catholicism, you got Protestantism, you got Hinduism, you got Buddhism, you got Baha'ism, you got native spiritual beliefs. Why don't we give God his due? After all, just about every belief system that's out there, there is a mention of God or some kind of deity that created all of this. But yet, do we give him his due? No. We make up some fabricated bullshit that the CIA created and got everybody talking in the language that the CIA wanted you to talk to it. You know. So anyway, so when we're looking at all there is, everything has been inverted. Instead of God getting the credit, all this other bullshit gets credit, right? That's what happens. So, what if transhumanism was really about mutation? Not augmentation, which is a word that we all use, but mutation. Okay, mutation. So when we're looking at mutation, we may be looking at this is what their intent is. Now, because when we're looking at this idea of augmentation, seriously, why do they need a Superman when they can got an AI machine that can think faster, move quicker, and more mobile than any soldier that we ever could build? Why would they do this? They already have the ways and means to wage war. And they're giving AI more and more autonomy and how to wage war. Can you believe anybody being this fucking stupid to surrender their autonomy to a machine so that they can fight the wars for them? What's going to happen when these machines turn on their leaders, when they begin to realize, when augmented AI and deep learning AI and all the other forms of artificial intelligence that are out there begin to realize that people are dumb and they're slow and they're dim-witted and they have the incapacity to keep up at a pace with artificial intelligence in the way they can process information? Why would they not assault mankind or what's left of it? You know. Yeah, so the when we're looking at the audacity of them racing to getting this sped up, we're going to be seeing this is going to bite them in the ass. How is it that we've allowed AI to even run the stock market? How is that? The prices of everything are being controlled by an artificial intelligence. And what if that artificial intelligence decides the best way to kill a high volume of the population is to price everything out of reach? Poor will die. I've been getting calls from people, and this is no word of a lie. I've been getting calls from people who are telling me they're living on $900 a month, living out in a camper, living out in a car because they cannot afford rent because the rents have become so excessively high because the theme of making more money. Money isn't worth any more because you've got to make more to have any value in money. And it's doomed to collapse because you cannot keep going at a hyperinflated rate in regarding to money. Sooner or later, everything will be priced out of existence. Look at BC. BC, if they raise their interest rates 1%, it will cause their economy to totally collapse because nobody there will be able to afford anything in BC, in Vancouver. I was reading that several years ago. When Toronto was going through its ups and downs with its economic yo-yoing, they had yet to reach the level that BC has reached. They're getting there quick. They're getting there quick. Imagine that. Being put on a fixed income. As we get older, and the concept of having a pension to get you through old age is non-existent. Non-existent. You're going to keep working until you die. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you do, you're going to have to keep working until you die. And you're going to have to keep up with the trends as they go, and it's going to get more and more difficult for those of you who are older because you are tired and wore out and burned. So you're going to have to start thinking in terms of acting as a collective. Okay, what I mean by that is, let's say you have four or five people who are making $900 a month. And to rent a house is going to cost you $2,000 a month, plus utilities. So let's say $2,500. But you got five of you making $900 a month. That's $4,500 a month that you all, as a collective, have made. You now will be able to afford to rent that house at $2,500 a month with the utilities included. That will be the only way that you're going to be able to survive in that scenario. Same thing when it comes to buying land. Buying land, in my humblest opinion, is the worst thing you could do right now, because it will identify you to your location to where you are if you buy and own the land. And you notice that they have been putting out a consensus here in Ontario. They want to know where you live. They want to know who you are, if you're native, if you're colored, if you're European or white. Are you white? You look like that sheet of paper over there, that white piece of paper. Do you look like that? If you don't, then you're not white. But if you do, arguably you could say you are. But they want to know where all the white people are, because they need to wipe out the Europeans and those of European descent. And those of you who are in Europe, they're listening to what I'm listening to the show. If your skin is pale toned, okay, light skin toned, guess what? They want to kill you over there too. According to the Committee of 300, they want to save only 1 billion people on this planet. And 500 million of them are going to be Asian because they are the perfect slave. I said this the other day, I need to go buy a couple of them. What the hell? There might be a sale on right now. Ooh, let's go buy some Asians. I never owned a slave, never wanted one. But that's the lot for the Chinese and Japanese and the Koreans and the Philippines. They are going to want them because they have become the perfect conducive slave. And they can control them with an AI technobot or a drone. The other 500 million are going to be a mixture of everything else. You know, so, and I'm not sure exactly to why they would keep that, but that's their game plan. So like I said, when we're looking at what's going on today, everything that you think you know, everything you have been believing in the ideology of democracy has been an inversion, all of it. You've been enslaved in a democratic system and not even know it. The only reason you think you're free is because now you can go shopping. Shopping at Walmart, shopping at Costco, shopping at Best Buy, shopping at McDonald's, shopping at Burger King, shopping at Kentucky Fried Chicken, shopping at a dollar store, shopping at Dollarama, shopping at Dollar Tree, shopping, shopping, fucking shopping. And that gives you the perception of freedom. You can go to a baseball game, a hockey game, a football game, a basketball game. That gives you the perception of freedom. You can drive the car down the highway, but it's regulated how fast you can go. So you're not really free there. You're monitored. You know, the money you make isn't all yours because it's taxed before you see it. And then every time you go spend your money, the money is now going toward more taxes. Again, an erosion of your prosperity. And then you become in debt, which further endeavor to become more a slave, because now you're paying for stuff that you never could afford. It's all been a game. It's all been a matter of entrapping people, keeping people distracted with bullshit. That's the unfortunate reality here. So when we're looking at what's going on today, being augmented, no. They don't want you to be anything more than a mutated troll that they can leash on a chain and make you dance to organ music to entertain their lust and desire for power. That's all it's about. That's all it's ever going to be about. Now let's get down to brass tacks, shall we? Let's get down to brass tacks. How the jumping becomes engaged in the genetic code. Once you are exposed, a process gets initiated. Oh, I spelled that wrong. The second here. If vaccinated, the process is almost instantaneous. If hop or self dissemination occurs of the vaccine, then you have the immune system will reject foreign DNA, spelled that wrong, till it accesses, and here's how. When they're adding artificial ingredients into the matrix or into your genetic code. Artificial DNA. What does Pfizer and Moderna have? Oh, wait, synthetic DNA. Whew. Synthetic is a word, another word to say artificial. When that synthetic DNA gets attached to your DNA, it starts to immediately produce proteins, synthetic proteins. Because they're adding an X and a Y DNA sequence to the letter, okay? Because you have four letters in your genetic code, in your DNA. Now they're adding an X and Y, which are synthetic. This is why I have said many a time, they're adding XNA into the sequence somewhere, some way, somehow, or PNA, LNA, because these proteins or the zinc nucleic acid can copy your DNA to a T, can counterfeit it to a point where your own helix will not know what it is, which will not trigger an immune response. Protein nucleic acids, again, are proteins that can lock on to DNA, allowing transfer of data to happen. I forget what LNA stands for, but LNA does the same thing. It actually literally locks on to the nucleic acid so that it can now inject or transfer a program. So when this DNA takes the X and XY and converts it, the RNA converts it to a DNA, it now jacks in to your DNA. The spiking that they're talking about has nothing to do with the protein. It has to do with the DNA accessing your genetic code. That's what this is really happening here. The proteins are there as a transfer or a bridging between the RNA, the mRNA, and you, or another sequence DNA. Got four operating systems, all having some form of genetic material and proteins. Once they shed or self-disseminate, meaning that they will spread by themselves to create a vaccination in other people, it can only do that by attaching these proteins to your protein. The shock effect that we're seeing is the DNA jacking into your DNA. Oh, the program operating system is now engaged in your operating system and is now beginning to rewrite the code. Can you dig it? So the XY synthetic can now be converted by RNA to convert it to DNA. And that's what gets jacked in. Then we're talking about adding the XY or other alphabet to the DNA. You now produce a synthetic protein. Ooh, synthetic protein. Your body will produce a protein sequence that it never was meant to produce. Therefore, your body then doesn't know what to do with it, and now you have your autoimmune system attacking itself. You are literally killing yourself because of this technology's program. That's what's happening. It's all an operating system. Remember this. Don't get caught up on pine needle and all this other bullshit. Pine needle has high levels of vitamin C, which could... Well, not high levels, but it has levels of vitamin C that can actually reverse telomeres. But that's not going to stop the operating system from carrying out its programming. That's pure bullshit. And it's not really going to help you. These guys have come up with this bullshit. They are still thinking that you're fighting some sort of bacterium. Or you're fighting some sort of exosome. Or you're fighting some sort of, you know, virology. They really don't have a clue what they're talking about. On any level here. Naturopaths, most of them are really dumb. I mean, really, really dumb. They're still thinking in terms of traditions in regarding to treating people with health issues. And because they have seen success in the past using certain herbologies or certain orthomolecular methods, that they've seen people recover. And they may have been true in the past. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we had a formula that was helping people with cancer 85% of the time. Cancer-free. Didn't work on everybody, but 85% of the time we saw success. Today, that formula doesn't work like it used to. Probably getting more like a 40% success. And any naturopath that's actually scrutinizing his methods will come to the conclusion that the methods are not working like they used to. And if they're not coming to that conclusion, then they're deceiving themselves with whatever bullshit that they're telling themselves. If they're still in that paradigm, they are 20 years behind. And I suggest if you've got a herbalist, if you got a naturopath, if you got someone that's doing complementary alternative medicine, that they better be aware of the nature of genetics and nanotechnology and nanobiology. Because if they are not, and they sell you a shitload of vitamins and herbs, majority of the time they're not going to work, number one. And number two, majority of the stuff that they're selling you will have some form of nanotechnology or some sort of excipient that will affect the nanotechnology inside your body to further expand its network. That's a lot I just said there, but it's nonetheless true. And I'm not diminishing anybody here, because this is pretty tough to keep up with, and it's hard to realize that perhaps we're dealing with some kind of syntheticness that we never could conceive. The evil that we are dealing with today, has been here before. I read something today in the Bible, and you can interpret the scripture many different ways. And I put it in the show, actually. And I asked the question, what does this mean to you? Because again, I tell you to read the Bible and to read the Gospels and to read the letters and read the Revelations. But I put on here, what does this mean to you? And this is how the scripture reference goes. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Ends, E-N-D-S. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Now what got me here was that God's the creator of the ends of the earth. Now some people will refer to that or reference that as, in other words, wherever the beginning and the end of the earth is, God is the creator of to the very end. When I looked at that, I looked at it in a different way, in a more curiosity way. The creator of the ends of the earth. In other words, I think God has destroyed the earth several times to rebuild it, to renew it, to regain. Now again, that's my perspective and perception. I'm not saying that's what it means. I'm saying that's how I'm seeing it. And the reason why I'm seeing it that way primarily is because I'm basically being adaptive as well, seeing what we're seeing today. I'm seeing things that John has saw while a blind man saw. And when I see all that we're being exposed to and has been revealed to us in the nature of our lives on this planet and how much we don't know about ourselves and what has been hidden from us and what has been done to us, when I look at that, I think God had, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. It's like there's been some kind of, it sounds like some kind of rebooting to me. And again, I could be wrong, but that's how I'm looking at this. And again, what do you see? What do you see? That's how I'm talking. If I had a woman talk to me today, the same one I had expelled the magnetic field out of, she was saying to me that she's going to church and now she's hearing the narrative of racial profiling in the churches. Let me share something with you in the Old Testament. There was a time in the Old Testament when the Hebrews were leaving Israel. And there was an interracial marriage there. And the people of Israel got all worked up about these two couple having interracial relations. They were Hebrew. One was dark-skinned, one was light-skinned. And what happened was the people ostracized them and God got angry. So for 2 weeks, God had punished these people until they woke up and realized that with God, it didn't matter. He made both. So And my point here is this, that God's not a racist, period. Doesn't give a shit about your color. Doesn't give a shit about your culture. Doesn't give a shit about your ethnicity. Okay. What he cares about is, are you right with him? That's what he cares about. Are you on the ball with him? Did you accept his son? Did you accept Christ? That's what he's interested in. Doesn't give a shit about anything else. Everything else is of no consequence, because when we leave this shithole behind, everything of the earth stays here. We move on. We evolve, we develop, and we go into something different. So, when we're looking at this, and we're understanding some of the things that you read in the Bible, and you may see things that may all of a sudden you can relate to in regard to genetics, in regard to DNA, in regard to frequencies, in regarding to, you know, holograms. There's lots there. When Paul says in the New Testament that, you know, the devil can come as an angel of light, doesn't that sound like a hologram? That he can disguise himself as a hologram? Just a little tidbit here and there. God said, let there be. Wasn't that a frequency that created the universe? And didn't he create it in a place called the void? You know, some people said, well, that's just how they defined the area. But what if that's what it was called, the void? Again, I'm not going to debate anybody on this one way or the other, but it's just an expression. But in the frequency part of it is when he created everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, the planet. And yet nobody says, wow, look what God has done. Universal. Mother Earth. Like I said, the CIA did a number with this New Age movement, and they wrote the book on it. This is something, like I said, if you're never going to get the truth in a factual scientific method, especially when they've been organizing the demise of mankind by stupefaction, okay, manifesting stupidity. Just think about that for a minute. So when we're looking at some of this stuff, and you look at this human augmentation, or should we say mutation, because these are mutations that are occurring in us. Bible says God made man upright, but he sought out many devices. If he made us upright, in other words, if he made us the way we were meant to be made, you know, we don't need these other things. Not really. And these other things, I think, from my understanding of nanobiotech, genetics, frequencies, AI, quantum computers, quantum dots, they're all designed to do one thing, and that is to diminish us further and make us more dependent on devices that won't get us anywhere and keep us entrapped in this dimension. That's what I'm seeing, and that's how I'm interpreting what I'm seeing. So these are things that you may want to also question. You know, what are we seeing today? So, now, the government. Let's get into the government, shall we? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of the government. Because the government now will give people exemptions if they're athletes. If you know somebody in the government, you can get an exemption. And it will be honored. Nobody will fight with you. Nobody will challenge you. Nobody will say, you have a mask. You got this exemption. We don't honor exemptions. No, they get carte blanche. Imagine that. Double standard. Again, a furthering diminishing of your civil liberties as a person in this country. Imagine that. A further diminishing of your civil liberties in this country. Now, somebody told me today, and again, I'm not sure, but somebody told me today that Mr. Trudeau has stated that we are going to all be vaccinated by September this year. Then I get a call from Australia. A colleague of mine calls me up and says that they are hearing that we are going to have another 9/11 come this September, around the 23rd. Now, I'm not sure what that's going to entail. Is it going to entail the jets falling from the sky? Is it going to entail that people are going to die traveling because the pilots have now had their blood vessels all explode because they got targeted with frequencies that caused them to crash? Is there going to be some cataclysmic weather event that they're going to create? You know, are they going to bring some blue bean bullshit saying that, you know, Jesus or Muhammad or Vishnu or Buddha or the great creator spirit or, you know, some prophet is going to say, you need to get injected. You need to get that vaccine. You need to be a lean, mean, injected machine. Are we going to see that? See, there was a cartoon. It was a demonic one. I forget what the hell it's called, but man, it's some demonic shit there. In there, they show this Jesus coming through this tunnel. It gets all lit up. So I'm thinking some kind of clone of Jesus is going to manifest. And they're going to use that clone to basically get those who believe in Jesus to accept the current theme that they're trying to navigate. Now remember, Jesus said himself that if you see someone says Jesus is here, Jesus is there, that that's a deception. And that the deceptions are going to be so efficient that it may even deceive the elect. Okay, so be on your guard. Because that's what one of the cartoons, part of the cartoon, he was coming through this tunnel and he was sort of in this daze or whatever. That sounds to me like a transformation or a birthing of a clone that's going to have markings in referencing to the New Age concepts or witchcraft or Satanism or Luciferism, whatever you want to call it. Again, pay attention. Pay attention. You know. So, is it going to be some kind of cataclysmic event like that? Is it going to be because the airplane pilots in the UK, 80%, 85% of them have been injected? Are you effing kidding me? You are not going to be able to fly anywhere. They have they're basically shutting down flights so that, and again, and they're going to blame, you know, the new variant is there. Oh. And the variants are being made by the people who didn't get the shot. See, because the only people that are going to be able to fly in those airplanes are people who have not been injected. And if they start going down because the pilots who have been injected get activated, well, they're going to say, oh, none of these people they were never injected. They caused that airplane to crash. Or some shit like that. So if you're going to get out, now's a good time. You know, if you're going to fly anywhere. If you're not going to fly, get a boat. Row, row, row your boat. The Atlantic's pretty wide, I got to tell you. The Pacific's even wider. You might want to get a motor. And you might want to get a boat bigger than the Megalodon, because there may be a Megalodon out there that may decide to hit your boat. You never know. You never know. And the Megalodons have resurfaced, so I'm wondering if they were genetically engineered out of some lab somewhere. It makes me wonder. So anyhow, I'm just presenting some perspectives here. You know, I got a link there also about the propaganda that's being done in the U.S. Did you know that in America, for those of you in the United States, that the propaganda that they were using in other countries was not allowed to be used in the United States? Did you know that? And now they have amended that, so now anything that the military industrial complex wants to propagate in America, they can now do so. Did you know that? Anyway, you'll find those links in this section here, and you're going to find how much your government loves you. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, boy, they love you Americans. Just like our government here, we got liberals and we got conservatives, and we got this, you know, NDP, which is really a nothing party. But they basically, the major parties will kiss their ass to get the votes they need to push their propaganda, because the NDP party will never win a majority riding in a majority seat in parliament to become prime minister. Never will happen. They are there to create chaos in parliament, just like the Parti Quebecois. You know, and right now, it doesn't matter what party we have in Canada, Parti Québécois, NDP, Liberal, or Conservative, they are all working against us, every effing one of them. And if you haven't woken up to that reality and you still believe in that you got a Liberal there, yay, we got a Liberal, we won. Your Liberals are killing this country. And don't think because you're a Conservative that you say, well, you saved the day. No, the Conservatives already killed this country with Harper giving China free and clear access into this country. And if there's anything in this country that can cause an obstacle for them to make money, they will remove the laws. And unfortunately, we are the ones that are having to be in a disadvantage point because that was never done for any Canadian in this country. So we need to really wake up and get a reality check. And when it comes to politics, we don't have any real representation. In Ontario, we have three independents. Three. Three independents decided to buck the provincial Conservatives. That goes to show you how much the Conservative Party in Ontario gives a rat's ass about you. They don't give a effing care about you one way or another. That's the bottom line, and you better wake up to that reality. They're not here to protect you. They're not here to, you know, insulate you from some imaginary, conjured disease that they created in China. And you ever think about this whole thing in Wuhan? I was thinking about this the other day. You know how sometimes on the internet they show you that in the Middle East, for instance, they got people falling down and pretending that there's an explosion going on and they're all hurt and bloodied and it's all staged. All of it's staged. Nobody's invaded their country. Nobody's done anything. It's all been staged either by the Mossad or by the CIA or by, you know, some alphabet group, you know, the whatever, whoever they may be. And then I thought about Wuhan. Because I remember after the event happened in Wuhan that the officials were walking down the specific neighborhood. And the woman that was representing the political stripe of that, whatever that group was walking like she had crapped her pants. Because she was scared shitless. Everybody kept yelling in Chinese, it's an effing lie. It's an effing lie. You are effers, F this, F that. I mean, there was nothing but F-bomb. They were speaking Canadian, but in Chinese. Because I read the text. And I said, oh, wow, they're speaking pretty fluent Canadian. Except it sounds like it's Chinese, which it was. But they were adamant that nothing, that it was all fraud. All of it. So then it made me wonder how much of that was really staged. How many of the dead people that we saw in China was actually some kind of Hollywood display? Makes me wonder. I mean, now Fauci's been saying, he's been telling lies. Again, what else is new? The guy can't keep a lie straight. Don't wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. Window dressing. It's all bullshit. Oh, you need to wear a mask. Oh, no. Now you need to wear two masks. No, four masks, five masks, six masks. You need to wear all the masks you can put on your face. Yes, put them on. Oh, nothing was going on in Wuhan. Blah, Wuhan was just, you know, just whatever. Oh, we should invest in Wuhan just in case they did play with genetics and blah, blah, blah. Like I said, he has, I mean, and I don't understand Americans on this. I know Canadians I don't understand at all on this because they those of us who see this say, well, what the bloody hell's going on here? It's a game. But the majority of the people in this country have become brain addled. You know, I'm finding more and more when I have some people call me up, not everybody, but a lot of them are calling me up now, seem to have a problem with coherency. And they're telling me, they're asking me a question which I have to repeat five or six times. And one woman called me today that had gotten the shot, and I couldn't believe she got the shot, but she got the shot not because she was worried about getting the corona, COVID, SARS, COVID, variant, you know, bat shit, fish shit, and all the other stuff that they've called it. She did it because everybody else was doing it. Had a 20-year-old, same thing. She was going to get her shot. Because 70% of the people in her workplace had got the shot. I mean, no freaking backbone. I think spineless. Must be part jellyfish or some shit. I don't know. So like I said, when I'm looking at what's going on today, and even mental coherency, it's becoming more difficult to even talk to some of these people, and they're just reactive now. Like children, 3-year-old children, they just react. They don't think, they just have a reaction. And they can't think anymore. I'm beginning to think that the technology and the programming that they've just injected themselves with is now overriding their brain. And I have, a suspicion that we are heading now toward not an augmentation, but a mutation to something more base with these people. What if, I'm going to give you a hypothetical, speculative. What if these injectables, these jabs, stabs, violations, get into people, and the operating system that they're putting in to override their genetic code, when it causes that spiking or that reaction, what if it is slowly possessing their whole system? What if some demon is accentuating the access to the person? Nothing that dark can live in a shell that we have, and the shell be able to contain that evil. Nothing. You know, when we're made in the image of God, and the Spirit of God is in us, okay, that is something that can thrive in us, because that, by nature, we are His reflection. So if we are His reflection, then yes, we can. That can be contained. But evil of that nature, that operating system, that programming, to be that demented, that diabolic, has no place in us. And if it does take over, what you have now is an animated person or an animated demon trapped in the body's the host of a body. That's what you really have. Now again, just throwing that out there as a speculative hypothesis. You know, you may want to look into that. I talk to a lot of different people who have a lot of different ideas and a lot of different angles and a lot of different things. And I deal with people who are multidimensional in regarding to what they're involved with and what they deal with and how much they're dealing with what. And so I'm saying that you may want to investigate that hypothesis that I just threw out there. And the reason why I say that, and the reason why I'm putting it out there, because in Luke there was a man who was possessed by multiple demons. And he was called Legion. As I said in the stories before, my buddy and I were reading that, and he found a AI network of several AIs in a containment called Legion. And I looked at that and said, what are the odds of this happening? And could have Jesus cast out a program or multiple programs out of this person? See, I'm looking at a lot of these things, and I look at them with a little different angle. Because these programs are all demonic. These operating systems, if they do take over a person and engage that person in some form of tethering or chaining or denying any kind of free will, it is demonic. It's an entrapment of your soul, an entrapment of your person. So again, I'm presenting this to you in all kinds of manners. You know, if you want to call it spiritual, call it spiritual. If you want to call it enlightened, call it enlightened. If you want to call it, you know, technological awareness or AI awareness, by all means. I never bought into the Mandela effect, ever. I never got caught into it. I often said that what we're seeing today is a rolling over by artificial intelligence to roll over what we're doing and taking us to whatever level or whatever rewrite or overwrite that it has decided. And it's depicting, seems like, a specific time or error. And again, as I stated before, the Bible is the playbook, and it appears we are going back to the days of Noah from what I'm seeing, if anybody actually reads it. So again, you may want to understand when I say the less technology you are exposed to, the better. And that phone, that cell phone, majority of these phones, they're garbage. If you can go back to a simple, basic, a home-based phone and a home-based computer that is not wireless, but actually cable-connected or, what's the other one? I forget now. Whatever connection through a wire or a cable, you might be better off. Less access to you. Less opportunity to reprogram you. That's my thinking based on what I'm seeing. So anyway, I wanted to point this out. I wanted to point out all these things. I want you to read these things. And if you can, anybody you know that has been magnetized by this nanobiotech or this AI operating system, tell them there are ways and means to disengage this. Go on the BitChute channel, okay, and look up jumping, capacitor, part two, surge, purge, the surge, the purge of the scourge. And you may find that what we're seeing, what the ways and means to build and construct what you need to help, again, disengage that operating system from becoming a permanent place inside of you. That will help you tremendously, I hope. And again, I'm going to put on here let's see, what am I typing in? Oh, yeah. Give me a second. This way you can find it, access it, and look at all of it so you have an idea what's going on. And build these things if you can. If you can't, Yanni can build you build these things for you. Mr. E may be able to build them for you. I'm going to build these things myself to see if, you know, what I can do with it. And again, but take the initiative. Take the initiative, you know. It will, the more you can do for you, the better. And the more everybody can work together and advance what's being shared. That's how that device came to being. He watched the video I did, saw what I was doing, decided to come up with his own idea. And this is what this is all about, real shareware, where we are sharing our ideas and then making them better. I always say to make them, and then make them better. That's what he did. That's what Mr. E did. So, you know, do what you can, you know, and see what you can come up with. You know, just remember, in anything we are dealing with today, we're dealing with operating systems. Okay? We're dealing with operating systems. And if you can keep that in your mind, you're going to come a lot further ahead coming up with better solutions. You know, it's important that you understand the nature of your antagonist. Okay, I'm going to call it there. As I always state in these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters. Read Revelations. You know, understand what you're reading. Don't let anybody try to manipulate you with the word. Yo, I'm from Jesus, and Jesus, and if someone says to you, I have a word for you, brother, I have a word for you, sister, Jesus wants me to tell you this. Well, remember something. Jesus put his spirit inside of you as well. And if God's got a mouth and you've got one, and you've got ears, I'm sure God can talk to you just like anybody else. Sometimes you may get somebody that may actually have a prophecy that actually works. But as a whole, get your connection direct with God through Christ. Best thing I could tell you. Get your connection with God through Christ. That's the best thing I could tell you, you know, as far as what we're dealing with today. All right, read the Gospels. Get to know what Christ has to say. Get to know what Jesus is all about. Read the letters. Become proficient to the best of your ability. And then when you're ready, you can move on to the more advanced things. That is there as well. I'm always saying that in the show, I've got people here that are there to help you out, help you become, help you in your endeavors to become healthy, whole, finding answers. You know, you got Liberty, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Yanni, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself. Everyone's here out there trying to, you know, help you out. So if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share the data. Just share it. You know, especially tonight's show, offering some hope to those people who've been magnetized. Okay? Bring a magnet with you again when you go shopping. You know, check out your food. Test it, baby. Test it. Bible says, test all things. Hold fast to what is good. If you find a piece of meat that isn't magnetized, hang on to it. Don't let it go. Hold fast. All righty. I always say on these shows, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.